What's happening, everybody? You're now tuning in to the Producer's Corner with Spud Too Tight, and I have another special show for you today. On the phone with me, I have the CEO and creator of a music product that is getting a lot of attention from notable bass players, guitar players, recording engineers, and studios from around the country. And I personally had the opportunity to try this product out in my own studio. Please put your hands together and welcome CEO and creator of Essential Sound Products, Michael Griffin. What's happening, Michael?
Hey, Sud, how you doing today?
Pretty good. How's it going, man?
Keeping busy. Keeping busy, man. We got some new exciting things coming out. Just always a lot happening here.
Oh, man, I dig it, Michael. I dig it. I had the opportunity, man. First, before we get into the questions, man, I just want to tell you, man, I had the chance to try the products out in the studio. And we'll get into it a little bit later in the interview, man, but I just got to take my hats off to you for developing this product, man. It was truly amazing, and I just couldn't believe the results I got in the studio. So I just wanted to put that out there to begin with.
Thanks very much, man. You know, the power cord is something that is probably the last thing that people think of in terms of having an impact on their sound. And, you know, when people first hear about it, you know, a lot of people are skeptical, and it's kind of understandable. You know, I remember back long time ago, I was as skeptical as anybody, you know. But once you experience it, you know, it's kind of undeniable, you know.
Definitely. Now, Michael, man, before we get into the interview questions, man, of the product itself, I want a little bit of history of your personal background, of how you started, and your creative mission for creating the power cord and some of the other products you have at your company.
Okay. Well, you know, this is something that really started when I was a kid, man. I never got a chance to learn how to play an instrument, but I always loved music, okay? And I had a lot of family, starting with my dad, uncles, who they were really into jazz and R&B. And this was, you know, I'm kind of dating myself, but this was like in the 60s, okay, when I was, you know, in that 10, 12, 14, you know, age range. And, you know, especially the acoustic jazz, man. You know, I used to hear a lot of the Miles Davis and the Coltranes and, you know, Wayne Shorter's, Herbie Hancock's, a lot of that music. So my older relatives got component systems, okay? So, like, instead of having, you know, a stereo that's all-inclusive, you know, like one box, if you will, like they had previous, you get the individual components, you know, like your turntable, your receiver, you know, et cetera, broken down like that. So people were into just getting higher and higher fidelity, right? So, you know, fast forward to when I became an adult and got a job. Actually, even before that, I did get into a very, very modest stereo system myself, but really got into the hobby as a young adult and an investment that a lot of people might consider excessive, okay? audiophiles, you know, it's like a lot of hobbies that if you really appreciate something, you're willing to, you know, spend a little extra on it than most people. So, you know, I invested in this high-end audio system, and in the early 90s, I got a tube preamplifier, okay? And instead of having transistors, this had vacuum tubes in it, all right?
Yeah.
And that's important, okay? And I'll tell you in a minute why. The other thing that was important about this equipment was it was the first piece of gear that I had that had a detachable power cord, meaning, you know, it wasn't hardwired to it. You actually could plug it, unplug it from the body, right?
Yeah.
So here's how this thing came down, man. A friend of mine had this what was called a power cord. It was literally a length of Romex wiring, which is the wiring that's put inside the walls in most people's homes, right? And they put a plug and a connector on the end and called it a power cord. And his friend said, man, you got to try this thing, okay? And like I said, I'm as skeptical as anybody.
Sure.
So, but at least I had an open mind. So I took it home and I tried it. And wouldn't you know that I heard a difference? And, you know, I'm an engineer by training, so I'm really scratching my head on this. This doesn't make sense to me. But once I started thinking about what was going on, I started having a conversation with the folks. You know, you realize that what you're really hearing is not the signal input, it's the amplified signal, okay? In other words, the equipment is actually processing it. It could be, you know, making it louder, more dynamic, could be affecting the tonal qualities. So basically, to the degree that that equipment can amplify and manipulate the signal properly, you're going to get better sound quality. That's what you're going to hear, right?
Yeah.
So, so I needed a diversion from work, and I'm a career engineer. Worked 25 years for General Motors before leaving there about 6 years ago to do Essential Sound Products full time. But I needed a diversion, and you know, engineer, I go work on another design, right? And I came up with something that I thought was pretty good. You know, it sounded kind of good.
Yeah.
Now, here's where this this two preamp comes into play. I meet the designer of this preamplifier. Went to a trade show. Somehow we got to talking about power cords, and it hit a nerve with this guy, okay? And because I had the tube preamplifier, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, you know, tubes, you know, you could tube could fail, and, you know, now you're down, your system, you can't operate your system because you need a backup tube, right? So I did a barter deal and bartered a backup set of vacuum tubes for a set of these original, really prototype power cords that I made. And this company, and the name was Convergent Audio. It's a small, you know, audiophile, high-end amplifier and preamplifier manufacturer. Well, that preamplifier won Product of the Year in a major trade journal. And the owner of the company, Ken Stevens, took the cords with him to the Consumer Electronics Show, CES, in Las Vegas, and told me he was going to do that. So I jumped on a plane and went out there, and, you know, because he had a product with such notoriety, Product of the Year in a major trade journal, the press was in his room, you know, a lot of press, and I met some of them and told them about my cord and that, and shortly thereafter, you know, gave a set of them to a reviewer, and he reviewed it. And it just took on a life of its own, man, you know?
Wow.
And you know, for, wow, about 10 years, you know, I mean, I was in my early 30s, and I had a baby girl was just born maybe a year before this started, and I had another daughter about 3 years old. You know, I couldn't see myself walking away from a good job at GM to do this, but I did it part-time, building Essential Sound Products while continuing to work full-time at General Motors until 2005, when the right opportunity came, and I decided that if I was ever going to try to, you know, pursue really a dream, okay, in terms of, you know, having my own business and really, you know, growing something that's your own, that this was my opportunity. So I left General Motors in 2005. And just ever since then, I've devoted full-time to Essential Sound Products.
Wow. Man, what a mission, man. What a journey.
You know, and I call myself a frustrated musician because, I mean, I think I love music as much as anybody, okay?
Right.
And I look at the music cord and, you know, the power cords in general that I've designed as my contribution. I can't contribute playing it, you know, or composing a song, but I can contribute something that helps to get what the artist is doing to help to recreate that more faithfully, you know?
And it definitely helps on the end, though, man, because as an artist and as a keyboardist, man, I'm really focused on tones and patches, and the clearer the better. The more creative I get, it's easy for me to get into the groove if I can really get a clear picture of what the mix is going to sound like. I mean, so that is a huge contribution to any player, you know, that's able to get that signal amplified before you're hitting the recorder.
And yeah, again, and you know, something else I probably should have mentioned relative to the music of the 60s and 70s, you know, that acoustic jazz, you know, guys are really trying to, you know, recreate that live, that passion that's in that music, you know, and it's all real instruments and everything, right? So that was kind of a reference point for me as an adult. I went back and bought a lot of that music. And, you know, trying to, again, recreate that natural sound that really led me toward developing the power cord.
Right. You know, I also think, Mike, man, I think a lot of bass players are just really gravitating to the product as well. It's because of the overall bottom end, the beefy bottom end that it produces. you know, I threw your product information to bassist named Anthony Crawford. And, you know, we were just talking about, you know, getting a different signal, some different tones to his bass, man. He's like, man, Spud, I'm playing with a lot of pedals and a lot of effects, man, but I'm just, you know, I want something that's going to be clean and just have an overall sound, man. So I immediately sent your information, your website, and the YouTube clips of the demonstration of the chord, man. And he came back. He was just totally floored. He's like, man, I got to check this out, man. This is exactly what I need, you know, to use for my existing rig that I have.
The way I look at the chord is it's not just an accessory. It's actually, it's more like part of the foundation of your sound, you know.
Right.
A lot of accessories you might use to get a certain type of sound. Like, say, for example, a pedal that gives you a certain effect. But the thing about the chord is when you put it on the component, everything that goes through that component, for example, if it's on your guitar amplifier, you know, your sound is coming through that, so everything is better. Whether it's the effects or the clean sound, everything is better, you know?
Right.
One of the cool things is a lot of artists, you know, when they're touring, they may not take their own amplifier, but they take the power cord, okay?
Right.
Sit on whatever amplifier is at the venue, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's become a part of their sound, you know?
No, it does, man. And like I said, I ran some personal tests in my studio, okay? And prior to the tests, I'm running everything virtual. I pretty much do everything within a box, you know, unless I'm running some external pre's for vocals. But all of my patches for my personal library of sounds are all in my computer. So
okay.
This was an opportunity for me to bring up my old vintage gear, my old Roland, my Korgs, my Motis, my Planet Fats, and some of the other modules I had, on top of a submixer I had, a keyboard bus mixer that I used, and a microphone preamp, and I also tried it on my Oral Exciter. And immediately, just from the mixer, I mean, I'm not even including the other effects that I have, but just on the mixer alone, I felt that it added a character that I couldn't achieve without an EQ. And just by plugging in from exchanging my power cord out of the mixer and using the Music Core Pro into the mixer, it immediately felt that I gained decibels, bottom end was clear, the highs just really came out. That was just totally amazing to me. And secondly, the noise that I had prior to it was gone. I had no noise, no buzzing, no hum. It was just a nice clean sound overall, man. I was really impressed.
You know, a couple things that we're trying to do with the chord. First off, like you talked about some of the tonal effects, and another thing, if I could add, where a lot of the music is, a lot of times, especially on dynamic peaks, you'll hear a harshness or stridency, okay? It's irritating to your ear. A lot of that is really AC power distortion that's just gotten into the signal, okay? And the chord really dramatically reduces, if not eliminates, that type of distortion, okay? But the other thing that surprisingly is overlooked in audio when you think about it is shielding, okay? You know, you think about interconnects and instrument cables. Most other cables are shielded because everybody knows that cables, you know, can pick up RF and that can cause noise. In some cases, you can actually pick up radio stations. I've had customers that have commented about before using our cord, they literally could pick up a local radio station. But because the music cord is heavily shielded, it dramatically, you know, pretty much eliminates that type of noise, okay? Second thing that also contributes to noise is the way you terminate a product, okay? Important for other cables, just as important for a power cord. You know, typically an inexpensive cord, they're going to have like a crimp around the conductor, and, you know, maybe they'll do a good job, maybe they won't do quite as good a job. But the point is, it's just that connection that's taking whatever stress. If you happen to pull on the cable, you don't grab the plug or connector right, things like that. And in most cables, it doesn't take too many times before you loosen up that connection, and then you got a buzz noise. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do with the music core is we both crimp and solder the connection. Okay. Secondly, we got a heavy reinforcement in the plug or the connector. So if you do pull on the cable, you know, that reinforcement is taking the load, not the termination. Okay, so, you know, it's gonna be quiet when we build it, and it's gonna stay quiet because of the way the build quality and the way we've stress relieved those terminations.
Wow. No, man, if you see the cord, I mean, it's 3 or 4 times thicker than my standard factory cord that came with my external gear, with my mixer gear. I mean, it's just standard 3-prong cable you see in any PC or, you know, something standard. But,
yeah,
man, I just felt that having the cord itself connected to it, I just couldn't believe the sonic character that it added. I mean, for my preamps, this sounded cleaner, more balanced. You know, and with the mixer, like I said, man, I didn't really need to use the EQ, you know, because before this, I was always putting a little EQ to bring the gear out a little bit, because, you know, my virtual instruments just sounded so clean, and if I were to use my external gear, it sounded great, but it just wasn't giving me that punch that I was looking for. But with the cord, man, running through the mixer, it just really brought everything out. I didn't have to use an EQ. It was just a matter of just adjusting the volumes on each channel at that point.
Yeah, and less is more a lot of times when you're doing recording and mixing, right? The less
yes.
you mix, the more you keep that live, you know, emotion and energy. But hey, let me talk a little bit about what's happening with the cable, because, you know, you mentioned the size of it, and, you know, you look at a cable like that and you think it's probably got these, you know, really large conductors in it, okay?
Yeah.
But actually it's just the opposite with our design. We actually have on our website, we show how the cable's constructed. Instead of using a single large conductor for like your line and neutral, which is kind of like your positive and negative, if you will, okay? We use multiple small conductors, and they're in parallel. And then at either end, at the plug or the connector, they all come together, okay? But by using those smaller conductors, that eliminates what's called phase distortion, which is just timing differences from low frequencies to higher frequencies, okay? And when they get out of phase, you get things like that harshness and stridency in the mid-range. You get things like bloated bass. Instead of it being tight, you know, it's just sloppy. Generally speaking, the image gets blurred. Instead of having a nice focus on instruments and your soundstage being focused, it just gets more indistinct. All that stuff is caused by phase distortion. And we choose, I kind of worked through the gauges and got down to a 20 gauge conductor size because, at least in the audible range, there is no phase distortion, okay?
Okay.
And by using multiple conductors in parallel, you build the current capacity of the cable back up to, like in the case of the music cord, it's equivalent to 16 gauge, but it has 3 line conductors and 3 neutral conductors, okay? And then the Music Core Pro, which is a little heavier effective gauge, it's effectively a 14 gauge, has 4 line and 4 neutral conductors. And those conductors are spiraled around the center ground conductor. And that conductor actually is oversized for the current capacity. The Music Core uses a 14 gauge. And, you know, the thing about the ground, you know, I believe that the more copper you have in the ground, that also helps to pull your noise level down, okay? Drop your noise floor.
Mm-hmm.
So we use a 14 gauge in the Music Core, we use a 12 gauge conductor in the Music Core Pro.
Now, aside from music equipment, Mike, I mean, what other products can we use with the Music Core? I mean, can it be used with like home stereos or maybe some external sound cards, anything with a 3-prong connection, or is this strictly gear for amps and things?
No, I'm glad you asked that. One of the nice things about our products is they're very versatile. You can take the same cord and you can use that on a guitar or bass amplifier or keyboard amplifier, the instrument itself, home audio. I mean, that's where I started. My original cord that I invented was for home audio. Home theater systems, PA systems, you know, public address systems. What am I leaving out? But pretty much any audio application, our cords will help to, you know, improve the sound quality. And they'll do it in a very consistent way from one component to another in almost any AC main setting. So you can use it outdoors, for example, like in a, you know, for a PA system using outdoors. We have customers that have bought it and use them in an outdoor environment. Really, they're extremely versatile.
Wow. So let's say if something like a TV, you got the new plasma TVs that require the three prong. I mean, would that be something useful also?
You know, actually it is. And it's not something we really, push a lot in terms of, selling it for that. I admit it was designed for audio, but what's happened is, modern TVs now, the widescreen, big screen TVs, the power supplies are very similar to audio equipment. So the same way that the power cord helps improve the performance of the power supply, which is really what it's doing, it helps improve the power supply in your big screen TV. And what you get is you get more contrast ratio and more color saturation. And, you may need to make some adjustments to get things in balance where you want. But if you have more contrast ratio, basically that's what makes a picture look three-dimensional, okay? The blacker the blacks are and the brighter the whites are and that gradation in between. So it really ends up with a more three-dimensional looking picture. And you get more detail as well. It improves the sharpness.
Wow.
I use a cord on my DVD player and also on my big screen TV.
Wow. That is amazing. Now, aside from the music cord, Michael, man, what other products have you developed at ESP?
Well, we focus on AC power, okay? I've been tempted to look at other cables, but, I believe that doing one thing really well is better than trying to do everything. So what we've done is, we start with the power cord, and we also have what I call a power distributor, which most people call a power strip or a line conditioner. I call it a power distributor because, to me, most line conditioners, they don't really address the fundamental issue. What they do is they make whatever's annoying you less annoying, okay? So, and what they do to accomplish that, in a lot of cases, they take away dynamics and some of the life and vitality of the music. Whereas our product, like you were saying earlier, it's more dynamic. It's just more vitality, okay? But we address the fundamental issue, which is, number one, replacing the power cord, which is a choke point. And, number two, less is more. Again, it's instead of having a lot of, transformers and capacitors and things like that, what we do is we manipulate the properties of the cable to give you the performance. So, our Music Cord Pro Power Distributor is essentially a Music Cord power cord with an outlet box on the end, okay? And what we try to do is just not screw up what we've accomplished in terms of, filtering and performance improvements with a cable. We've got three levels of products, and we have a matching power strip that goes with each one. Every one of them is built with the same attention to detail and quality standards as the power cord. All the outlets are like hospital grade. The construction is all aluminum, real heavy duty. My undergraduate actually is mechanical engineering, and then when I started working for General Motors, I started working on injector design, which is an electrical or practical electrical engineering on the job. So I still apply my mechanical engineering in my designs as well as the electrical. And, that might sound like, well, why, Well, here's the thing. If you have your audio equipment, and the circuit board, things like that, if they're vibrating, it actually causes distortion. You lose clarity. It generates noise, a lot of things like that. So what you really want to do is have your circuit housed in something that is, not prone to vibrating. And this goes for the cable. I mean, it sounds probably unusual, and I'm sure it probably is, but it actually helps to have different, durometers for the materials that make up the cable and the insulation and that, so that nothing has the same resonant frequency. By the same token, our power strips, after they're assembled, we actually fill them with a damping material. It's like a two-part liquid that, I don't want to say hardens, but it gels. It gels over time. And it coats all the walls and encapsulates all the internal wiring so that, when you're setting that power strip on the floor and it's experiencing, structure-borne vibration that would come from your speakers or live instrument, it's not going to be prone to resonating and exacerbating that, okay?
Yeah.
it's going to decap it, so you retain the clarity. So it's kind of a, you know, interdisciplinary approach to really get the level of performance that we've, you know, strive for.
Wow. So let's say this, man. Let's say if there's a couple of devices that I have that, you know, it's already soldered in, the cord's connected to the hardware, I can't switch out with the music cord. If I were to just plug in, let's say, a two-prong power conditioner cord from a keyboard or maybe another external hardware device I'm using into the power conditioner or your power distributor, am I going to see a difference?
Absolutely. You'll get most of the benefit. Even though you're still using that stock cord, you'll get most of the benefit because everything up front of the power distributor, you'll be filtering out the distortion. So absolutely, you'll get a benefit.
You know, because what I'm thinking, well, I was going to say, man, what I'm thinking is a lot of guys will really benefit that from our PCs and our laptops. You know, a lot of guys are doing a lot of recording on laptops now, and, you know, they've been prone to get a nice buzz and a little noise from other things and other monitors being connected to it. I wonder if that would really help the signal.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's a lot of components, like you're mentioning laptops and that. A lot of home stereo systems, you know, the components are hardwired, and you need to have something that you can plug into to take the benefit of our technology. And a power distributor, you know, it'll do that. And also, you know, if you've got several components that are relatively close together that you can plug into a power distributor, you actually, it's a more economical solution than an individual cord for everything, you know. So a couple ways of looking at it. But absolutely, it will help. You'll get most of the benefit. Even though you're still using your stock cords, and, you know, it could save money as well.
Amazing. Well, Michael, it's been a true pleasure talking with you. I had to speak to the man himself, man. You made a great product, and I was able to take advantage and try some things out in the studio, and I just can't speak enough about it. And man, I'm just really pushing it out to everybody that I encounter in the music world, man, because, again, starting from the very basics of that signal going into your recorder, man, you want to start with the best signal possible, so it can save you troubles later, so you don't have to mix and add EQ and just really mess up and muddy up your sound. So, man, great job, man.
It's the foundation, man, you know. It's, you know, your system is only as good as the weakest link. And in most cases, using that stock power cord and everything, that is the weakest link, you know. So you can really, really take your system to the next level with the music cord.
Totally. Well, Michael, man, it's been a pleasure talking with you, man. You definitely got a spot here at the Producer's Corner, man. I would love to have you back and talk about any newer products or something that you're in the development of in the future use, man.
Hey, man, I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to your fans, and be glad to come back at some future date.
Sounds good, man. You have a safe 2011, man. Best of luck to you.
Thanks, bud.
All right. And a big shout out and thank you to Michael Griffin for coming on the show and chopping it up with me about the products he's created for musicians and recording engineers to take advantage of. It's something I can't recommend enough. I personally use it on my keyboard mixer and achieve amazing results. And not only that, other celebrity musicians use it as well, such as jazz and funk bassist Victor Wooten. He stands by it, so right there, you know it's the real deal. You know, to check out the Music Cord Pro and other products Michael's developed, check out the website at www.essentialsound.com. www.essentialsound.com. And for my past and current interviews, you can hit my website up at www.spud2tight.com. www.spud2tight.com. And also, when you hit the home page of my website, I do have a banner link that you can click on. With the Music Cord Pro, what it looks like. And if you click on the banner, it's going to take you directly to EssentialSound.com. And the banner is located right under the music player, right on the homepage of my website. So click on the banner, and it'll take you directly to the website. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening in. So until next time, you guys keep it tight. Peace.